Hey, so we're back for part two of a part eight series. I'm playing with you, dog. This is Infinite Talks
Documentary.
to the documentary with Navarro Lazarus out of Miami, Florida, with
Yes,
the
sir.
aliens. Hey,
Yeah.
dude, I saw that you posted a couple of episodes, not episodes, like on your TikTok. You had one on Ye, the Ye album.
Yeah.
What do you think about that album, Vultures?
In terms of the quality of the music or like how he wrote it out and whatnot.
The whole thing, then. What do you think about that album in just its entirety?
Well, I think Ye is like a creative genius, man. Like,
Correct.
especially musically. I think, a lot of people they get distracted by his antics, but if you look at his underlying message, he's just preaching self-belief. I don't get inspired by like a lot of like people in like mainstream media, but he's definitely one of those people in terms of like that message. Like his self-belief is so strong that like you can almost like grab some of it and take it for yourself and like say, oh, like he believes in himself that much and he's able to accomplish whatever. Maybe I could do the same thing. So I like that aspect of him, you know what I'm saying? And that aspect of his music. And I think the album in particular, it was great. It's a different sound. I think they had a number one song, Carnival. That was my favorite song in a minute.
Oh
And
man.
apparently it was a lot of people's favorite song. It's the number one song.
Man.
So I love that song in particular, and I love like he had different sounds on there, and I think the messages in this album was just relating to his divorce and like all the stuff he went through and his cancellation and whatnot, and basically overcoming it. So I liked the album, you know.
It's a multi-dimensional album, to be honest. Like I heard it, and like the first thing that I saw was like a clip, right, of a song of his and the video, and if I think it's the one with Northwest, right, with his daughter.
Okay, yeah, talking, yeah.
And then I saw that clip, and it was just dark, bro. I was like, oh man, oh man, it's gonna be tough to listen, right? For
Yeah.
me, I automatically already knew like it's gonna be a tough listen because I knew where he was kind of going,
Yeah.
and I was like, all right. So when the album came out, I heard like two or 3 days later, like off of YouTube. I was like, where can I find this album? I didn't want to buy it. Like, let me just jam it
Yeah.
out. So I heard the whole album, and yeah, it was just like, okay, it's banging. I love beats. I love beats, bro. I'm a beats guy. Like, if the beats are,
Yeah.
bumping, I love it. But the content, it's a little bit,
Yeah.
it's a
Yeah.
little
That's what
bit.
I'm saying.
A little
The
bit
underlying
madness.
message of his music is good, but
Yeah, but the madness in it, you can hear it, right? But it's still good. It's still good. It's so bad, but it's still good, right? And then, but that Carnival song, bro, I was talking to my brother, like, bro, because my brother, like, he's a huge EA friend. And I'm like, bro, that song, dude. And he's like, dude, he went to a game, Chelsea soccer team,
Yeah.
sometime last year in England, right? That's where they play
Yeah, yeah.
the league over there. And that he heard the chants.
And he's
He
like
heard
that.
the chants, like, because over there, like, the chants are not like here. Like,
Yeah, no, they're
the
dedicated.
whole
They're
stadium
fans.
goes crazy, right? So he's like, he went crazy, bro. He got that inspiration over there. He's like, I'm gonna put something like that. So when he made Carnival, and then you can hear the voice of the guy who's saying, and then the Carnival, he
Yeah.
has that European accent.
Yeah.
And you pay attention to it, right?
Yeah.
So it feels like, I guess, he brought it all together. Like, he saw it, visualized it, then he put it on wax.
And it's like that's why I say he's kind of a creative genius, because Kanye will take like, what was that song where he's like Jesus Walks, and then he'll make that like a mainstream song. He'll take something that's like not supposed to be mainstream, soccer chants. I think they actually like got like a group of soccer fans, like you're saying, and they goes just like, oh yeah, like throw that in a song for the melody or whatever. And then it's like, boom, that's the number one song. And who really thinks of that? But it's just that alone made the song go to number one, because it's so catchy, you
It's
know?
so catchy, bro.
It's like, and I know what you're talking about with the madness though, because he'll say something off the wall like, I'm the new Jesus. And you're just like, okay. But like when you like cut underneath that, you're just like, okay, this dude just really believes in himself. You know what I'm saying? I would
No.
see if you take that, like if you take him as like what he's saying, like, all right, yeah, you're crazy, yeah. You're tripping, yeah. You're not Jesus. Nobody thinks you're Jesus. But I see it as like, all right, he's just a dude that really believes in himself, and like his self-belief, his mindset is what elevates him
Elevates him, bro.
in his games that he plays, like in terms of fashion and music or whatever. And that aspect of it is definitely inspiring to me.
Yeah, and also there's a lot of good like takes from a lot of the verses he has. A lot of them, like, you just need to like really pay attention to, like you said, those underlying tones. Like, okay, that's he's going beyond the controlled mechanism. I think he wants to show people that, hey, dude, you don't have to be controlled in your thoughts. Like, you can be as creative as you want,
100%.
don't just fall victim to the narratives that have been brought down to you. You know, I think I got that from his Vultures album, because if you listen to the title, Vultures, like, they're feeding off of my shit. These people,
Yeah,
they're
I didn't
feeding off of
call
my shit.
that.
Like, a lot of these corporate, you know, people that
Yeah.
are trying to shut him down, they're
Yeah.
feeding off of him, like Adidas, you know, and like, hey, bro, they ain't got me. You didn't give me my rights, my money for my creation. You know, I created that shoe. Why
Yeah.
aren't you hooking me up? Why creating this whole like clothing line? Why aren't you hooking me up? Like, and they're trying to shut him down. So he's like, they're feeding off of mine.
That's deep. I didn't even think of that, man. I didn't even think of the album title, but yeah, that's totally deep. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That album kind of represented like him bouncing back from like his cancellation, you know, like and just not giving up as an artist and as a creator, you know.
Dude, and then he's a super genius. Like, on Super Bowl weekend, I think he spent like I don't know, so how many millions
Oh yeah,
for
with
that,
that
for
ad and then
7 million for that ad, like 30-second ad, but he sold 19 million of clothing that and within that hours or two.
this is great marketing. This
On
is
a phone, bro. He's like, hey,
yeah,
yo, y'all,
and
no, go to yay.
that's what I'm saying. Like Kanye thinks of stuff that no one's really gonna think of. You're not gonna spend 7 million on the ad slot and then just record it on your phone, you know? But that's something Kanye is like, oh, I'm gonna go out the wall and I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna do this. That's off the wall, and it's I know it'll like garner attention and whatnot. It's just boom, it
And it
works.
goes back to like, think outside the box. Think
Mentality.
outside the box. Don't let him hold you down with your creativity. Don't let him put you in a cage of thoughts. Like, no. Think beyond that. And
Yeah.
he used his creativity and it came through, bro. Like, now he's like one of the number one selling clothing lines all over again on that
Yeah.
website.
Easy pods and whatnot. And
Yeah, my
that's.
brother bought some. He's still waiting
Oh, you
for
got
them.
some?
Yeah, I just bought the black socks from Walmart, and just gonna say the
Oh,
Yeezys.
yeah. That was wearing just as
Hey,
well,
are
right?
you
That was wearing
got
just as well.
Yeezy pods? No, they're from Walmart, bro. They got
Yeah, man. Yeah, but
Walmart
yeah, no.
pods.
Kanye's different, man. He's a different type of dude, but yeah, that album was it was kind of for artists and for creators. I feel like you could draw inspiration from it always, because it's just like, all right, man, if you get canceled, if you're really true in creating something that's unique and different, you will still thrive. Like if you're really about that creation, like you're still gonna thrive. It's gonna shine, and it's gonna take over.
Man, it's a really creative album. And then they're saying that he has another album coming up. I heard that like 2 days ago. I was like, supposedly Kanye's gonna drop another album within the next weeks or two. I was like,
Oh,
what? I believe it. I'm pretty sure he has tons of like music
yeah, like,
just to produce,
yeah.
and but man, he's creative, man. And then
Don't break the internet if he does that, that's for sure.
for real, dude, back to
Don't break
back
the
albums, boom,
internet.
boom.
Yeah, that's crazy right there.
And then I think everybody who came on with him, like, I think that what's that name of that dude that he produced most of the songs with him? TY Dolla Sign, right?
Yeah, Ty Dolla $ign, yep.
Ty Dolla Sign, dude, that guy's like, he I think he him and Kanye, like, they actually come really work really well together. Like, a lot of
Yeah.
their music was very like, it just progressively goes through the whole album, like, you know, gets the
Yeah.
whole vibe.
Cause he's like a more of a singer, but he got the auto tune thing going on, so it's like kind of that futuristic sound. And then like you said, he just compliments Kanye, and it's like this ebb and flow of the album and the of the sound is something
The
different than
sound, man.
you haven't heard it before. And then he even threw on new artists like Playboi Carti on, and who else he threw on, like Rich the Kid. He's one of the newer artists, but he's kind of getting out the game now. But he like kind of added people in and was collabing with everybody, and it's just like I can't be canceled, basically. That was just a big statement.
Big statement, bro.
Paid off.
Man, and then within the and changing the subject a little bit, but also within the same lines of kind of like going off the walls and going off cancellation. Ryan Garcia, bro, what's up with him, bro? Have you heard?
Oh,
Have you seen this?
yeah, man. He's been talking crazy, and like he's not worried about getting canceled either. The stuff he was saying, I think he was mentioning that. Now, this is we don't know, because he has a fight coming up with Devin Haney. Is it
Yeah.
promotion? Is it promotion? Like, you know, is he trying to get the attention, or is this genuine? I don't know. But he mentioned many like well-known conspiracies, like Bohemian Grove, and saying that like they took him there and they made him watch stuff. And I'm like, all right, man. Is he telling the truth? Because he's high up, you know, he's pretty famous. So like this could be true, but it's also like I don't know if he's trying to promote the fight. So
Dude, I mean, if you're promoting the fight in that kind of
yeah.
way, it's just kind of throws you off as a viewer. Like
Yeah.
me, I'm a fan of his, right? But I've always been skeptic about his behavior since a long time ago, because I think the one first time I saw him on an interview, like he was off the stage, he was like on the ringside, like doing commentary,
Okay.
and just the way he talked, he's like, this kid is not all there, man. Like I already had a like this hunch feeling, like this kid was not all there. Like he was talking about money, and the guys who were there, they all talking about the fights. And he was kind of like, nah, man, I got these Gucci shoes and I got this suit. And he was young though. He was about 19 at that point.
Okay.
And then so I was like, ah, he's young, he's got money. He probably's going through some phases in his life, you know? And then when he started fighting, and then I think they knocked him down, but he won that fight. I forgot who knocked him down in one of those fights. And he's like, he got rocked. Back in, I think it was 2018, 2019. And he got rocked and he got up. He won that fight, but he quit after that for like a year or two. And I was like, dude, his ego got rocked when he got knocked down. But he was saying otherwise, like, nah, man, I had an epiphany from God, like that I have to go into a trance or something like that. And then some dude, I was listening to a conversation with on, I think it was Twitter. He was on Twitter Spaces, you know? And he was saying, no, man, I went to a trance. I went to the trance. And so some dude, you know how people just get on the Twitter spaces?
Yeah,
And
just random people, yeah.
yeah, there was a dude from Europe, but he thought that, because he was asking him questions, and he was Ryan was answering his questions. This guy from Europe, he thought that Ryan said he was trans.
Oh no. I know Ryan was probably like, mad about that.
No, he wasn't mad. He was like, no, bro, I'm saying like trans. I was in a trance, like mental trans. He's like, and then they go, oh my bad, man. I thought you were in a trance. Like you didn't know who you were.
Yeah. Nowadays you don't know. Nowadays you don't know. He could have been meaning that. You don't
no,
know.
yeah. I think the other guy was respecting that vibe. And
Yeah.
then it turned out, and I was tripping out because he was like, I know what he was talking about,
Yeah.
but yeah, dude, I think that story is pretty strange too, because recently he talked about how like cancel Prime. He's like, hey man, cancel Prime. Like,
I
dude, that's
saw that.
like the Logan brothers, you know, like the what are they, the Logan Paul and Jake Paul.
So I think that's Logan Paul's company, and he's paired up with KSI, another like famous creator, and then they obviously like they're like the faces of the company. But yeah, like what Ryan's talking about, like you said, even if it's just for promo, it's still like bold for someone like that's famous, is like even mentioning those things. Only people like Kanye and like Alex Jones, like very few people like even talk about that type of stuff. Like, and Ryan was just saying it willy-nilly, and like even for a second he released a video that looked like he was kidnapped, and we're just like, is he okay, or is this just like the craziest promotion we've ever seen for a fight? Like,
That was 2 Sundays ago. My brother was sitting next to me. We were eating breakfast at my mom's house. And all of a sudden he's like, bro, have you seen Ryan's video? I was like, what are you talking about? So he pulls it up. I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on? Like this guy looks like he's been kidnapped or something happened to him because it said he was dead. And I don't know, it was just very cryptic. And I was like, this is insane, bro. Like, but that was like kind of like the uprise of all this shit that's going on right now, right? Like,
Yeah, 100%.
and
Like
then
for, like what you were talking about, it was like a message on his Instagram story that said 666 Ryan
yeah,
Garcia has been like,
Baphomet.
you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? And then he comes out with the video that looks like he's like kidnapped and he's like reading off a script. Then he goes on Twitter Spaces and says, I was at Bohemian Grove, I saw them do stuff to kids and blah blah blah. And I'm just like, yo, like either he's having a mental breakdown or this is promotion, or like I don't know, like you know, and
I
no one
don't
really
know, man.
got a clear answer. We'll see, like after the fight, I guess, if they still fight.
Yeah.
If they still
Yeah,
fight.
supposedly they're asking Devin Haney's camp is like, hey, you need to take a mental health check, bro. Unless you want us to, like, if we're gonna cancel the fight if you don't get checked, because we don't know what kind of mindset you're at. So
100%.
they
And
were
I think,
saying that,
oh
go
yeah.
ahead.
Okay, so I think one thing you were saying that was very important is that you were like, he was talking about money when he's about 19. Recently, he went on the Patrick Bet David podcast, and Patrick Bet David was like, I don't think you really want it in terms of like to become like a great boxer. More so, he wants the things that comes with the boxing, like yeah, the money, the status. Like he doesn't really want to be a boxer. He just wants, you know, like the reap the rewards from being a boxer, you know. So I think that was interesting that you pointed out that you saw that years ago, and then he's kind of still like that to this day because He just went on that PBD podcast. I think like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was not too far along. Yeah, I remember
He
seeing
didn't tell
that.
that same thing. And he's like, "Yeah, you're not really trying to be a boxer. You just, you know,
You're
you
in it
just
for the
want
money, Ryan. You're in it for the money,
to."
Ryan.
Yeah, which I can't. I'm not gonna like hate on the guy. I mean,
Yeah.
you know,
Hey, I think
yeah,
we
that's
all kind of like reaching out for that, you know,
yeah.
but I just thought it was pretty interesting, like, because when you hear his lives, bro, he sounds very genuine.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. This guy's very confusing to me because he sounds so genuine, but I'm like, I don't want to buy in and be like, man, he fucking trolled me, you know, like,
Yeah, like he's a master troll or something. Something tells me he is trolling. Something tells me he is doing it as promotion. Like, I mean, he knows those like you know, conspiracy theories are very inflammatory, and it got everyone talking. I saw the numbers on that topic was going crazy. Every time they posted about Ryan, like I'm talking about 100,000 likes, blah blah blah. Everybody's in the comments like pray for Ryan and this and that. So he knows what he's doing in terms of like how much attention that
Attention. And
is gonna garner.
like they say now, attention is the new currency. So he knows
Yeah.
he's making money, no, even if it's bad, you know, publicity.
Still works out for him.
And then
So
he
that's
said
funny.
that he had invested in robotics or something like that a few years ago when he first got money. And now he's like almost worth $1 billion or something like that. Almost a billionaire. So
Yeah.
he's like, I don't even have to fight, dude. I don't have to fight, you know, like, is this just like, you know, I'm just doing it because God and all this stuff. So I was like, man, I don't even know what to believe anymore with this kid.
Man. I think he's just trolling a lot of the times, personally. I think it's promotion too. But he's smart. If that is promotion, it's smart because it's working. Everyone knows now. Everyone knows there's a fight with him and Devin Haney.
Everybody knows, man. I wonder what's gonna happen. I mean, I've seen Devin Haney fight a couple of times, not that many times. So I know he's like a very legit, like, boxer. He's not the strongest, but he's a legit boxer. You're not gonna get him real easily. And I know that Ryan, I've talked to other boxer friends of mine that they're really boxers. Like, bro, he has a weak chin, and he has bad footwork. And they're like, that if he doesn't change that, he's gonna go down again
Yeah, Ryan's the underdog in this
in
fight
this
for
fight.
sure. Like by like a lot too. I think he's like +600, which is not good odds.
Shit,
And
if I vote, so if you like go for him, you'll make more money, right? If
yeah,
he wins
100%,
600
100%.
times.
But with him being that much of an underdog, I'm kind of wondering if he's trying to promote this fight so much so that it's like a big payday, and then he doesn't have to fight again. Like maybe he retires and just becomes an influencer or whatever. I don't know, but that's kind of what I was like thinking he might be trying to do, because what it's looking like is like he's going to lose against Haney. But if he's gonna lose, it's gonna drastically hurt his boxing career, obviously. So he would need to get paid a lot off of this fight, essentially, if he's gonna go through with it.
That's true, because I mean, who would want to fight him after this if he
Yeah,
loses?
back
Like,
to back. Well, he won his last fight, but he lost the one to Tank Davis before that. So that's two L's like within, you know, a couple years. It's like, okay, it's like, all right.
and then Tank really rocked it, bro.
Yeah.
When he hit
But
him in that
that's
body
a
blow.
respectable loss though, like to lose
Oh
to Tank.
yeah.
But people were talking about how he lost when he took the knee. They're like, oh, he's not a real boxer then, because this is like boxers will go until they get knocked out or until the ref says, like, you know what I'm saying? But he took the knee. So does he really want to be a boxer, or does he just like the money and all that? Like, you know.
No, dude, but I think what I've heard also is that when you get hit with that liver shot, you don't you
That's
can't
a TKO.
control you can't control your body, man. Like, you try to get up and you can't,
That's
your
a
body won't
TKO.
respond. So I don't know, man. That one's also really like questionable, because I also thought, like, man, if he really was like lit, like I would have gone up, you know, like, let me try to battle to the last second. But man, I think Tank would have murdered him at that point.
Yeah, it's easier to say that when you're not in the ring. It's easier to say I would get up,
Yeah.
because I said the same thing, honestly. But I mean, if I got hit by Tank, who knows what I would do? You know what I'm saying? It's easy to talk.
Man, that's crazy. But I'm looking forward to that fight. I mean, just because of the whole, you know, attention it's getting, and the whole Ryan story is just very every day he has like three or four posts that are just wild, bro. So I was like, man, I don't even know what the hell is he thinking, because he's sticking to his stories. You know, it hasn't changed. It's like, yeah, I saw people get raped, and I saw little kids get raped, and I was like, dude, this guy doesn't stop saying that. Like, he continues to say that every day. And he's like, I'm gonna put out names. And then, you know what's crazy? That he actually had Andrew Tate on this
Oh,
stuff.
so here's the thing. I covered that Twitter space talk that he had with Andrew Tate. Basically, that's the one where he said that I went to Bohemian Grove and I saw, you know, children like getting raped and whatnot. TikTok actually took my video down for
Because he said
misinformation.
that.
Yeah, for misinformation. So I'm just like, you know, I don't know what to do with that because I'm like just commentating over like what somebody else is saying. But yeah, like I saw that and I'm like, oh yeah, Ryan knows how to play the social media game because anytime you involve Andrew Tate, that's kind of like a headline. And then, you know, I'm thinking his promotion. I think I mentioned that in my video. I'm like, all right, I don't think he's really gone crazy. I think he's just playing the social media game of just trying to
I
like.
mean, yeah, because if you look at the mathematics, he's just going to the most Googled person for a while, right? That guy was Andrew Tate, and he's like,
Exactly.
so let me go
Exactly.
here, get all the attention, and then just spawn off of that, and then get all the attention for me,
Yeah.
make some mad paper, and then get into this fight. And like you said, I'll retire after that. I don't need to fight
Yeah.
anymore.
Because if he makes 30 million, if he's smart, I mean, even if you made 3 million, if you're smart, you're good for the rest of your life at that age. So, but yeah, he's
Yeah.
gonna make a lot of money and he might not have to box. If you don't want to box, which it seems like he doesn't, he won't have to. So,
Man, that's gonna be fun. That fight's gonna be interesting. I want to watch it now.
100%. I'm gonna
It
watch it.
makes you want to watch it, but I watch it for free.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
You're not gonna
not
pay for it.
gonna pay no
Yeah.
pay-per-view.
Yeah, nah, man. I'll
Do
put
you
it
know? And then also switching subjects here, like so this one of the videos I was watching from you. Is that one where you're dude. You have so many cool videos, like, but
on. Hey.
you have so many cool videos. But there was this one video where you're talking about, oh man, this is a bad one. This is a bad one.
Oh, no, you can say it, man.
No, the Michael Jordan, not the bad one. No, there was a bad one, but I'm not talking about that one.
Oh,
No,
okay.
the Michael Jordan one, dog. That was funny. That was funny because like that take you were saying, I was laughing because you were like making fun of the whole concept of Michael Jordan, like you know, in the era where he played against janitors and plumbers.
Yeah, so there's that trend going
Yeah.
on with they're saying MJ had no left hand. Basically, he could only dribble with his right
I
hand.
didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. No one knew it. I guess people actually started watching his old highlights and they discovered, like, I think earlier in his career, he was only dribbling with his right hand, but he was still dropping 30 points on people and doing all this crazy stuff with just his right hand. Now,
Yeah.
obviously, NBA players nowadays, they're just doing all types of crazy dribbles to where, like,
You're right.
you basically need a good, like, offhand to make it to the NBA at this point. Like, you can't be the best in the game with one hand. But that exposed a wider trend to me where I'm like, okay, like, so if NBA was easier back then, which it kind of was, like, you know, there was no like Kevin Durant, there was no like Giannis. I'm like, a lot of things kind of got harder. Like, even inflation just makes a lot of things harder. And I just
Yeah,
kind
for
of
real.
like, I spun off of that. I'm like, I'm sure this is how a lot of other people feel too. Like, you know, the game of basketball evolved, but life outside of basketball evolved too. And things got more competitive outside of basketball as well. And I just kind of expanded on that and just gave my thoughts.
You know what's funny that when I heard that though, I was like, you know what? It is that is a good point because I mean, I watched him in the 90s, right? And when it was like I was a teenager when that shit happened, when I actually saw him when he was with the Bulls, like having a hard time beating the Detroit Pistons
Okay.
and the Cavs, like I saw that trajectory and I saw that the competition was different, right? And then like so I really couldn't picture like the competition from now because I don't really watch basketball anymore. I don't really watch sports. Sometimes I watch baseball and football maybe,
I'm
but
the same.
basketball I don't really watch it at all. So when people talk about all these new players, like shit, I don't even know. You know, but I know there's some really, really good talent because of the technology and how advanced sports are, right? Just in general and then basketball. So, like, you know what? It is kind of a true, like, the new era of athletes compared to the old era athletes. And you always have the old folks like, nah, man, you couldn't beat, you know, like, you know,
Yeah.
you couldn't beat us in our game back in the 80s. We would have killed you with the fouls and all that shit.
Yeah.
So, I understand that, but at the same time, you're like, no, bro, like these are like some crazy athletes, like from this era, you know, like I don't know if you can handle that.
Nah,
So
I'm
it was a
seeing.
good point. It was a good point.
Yeah, we're even seeing it right now. Like, I would say of my era, LeBron is like the clear GOAT of my era. But
For real,
there's
man.
Wimbenyama. I'm sure you heard of
Yeah, yeah,
Wimbenyama.
yeah.
Yeah, Wembanyama, that's the dude right before our eyes is taking over the game next. A 7-foot-4 dude that can shoot the ball, that can dribble the ball. Like, there's gonna be dudes like him that's gonna be like, oh, I'm 7 foot tall. Why can't I shoot and why can't I dribble? The league is gonna be filled with 7-foot-tall dudes. And where they're look, the kids in 20 years are gonna be like, oh yeah, like it's way harder, it's way more competitive now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna be like, y'all are right. Cause I know like the game evolves and it gets more competitive. And
Yeah, that
that's
guy, what they
crazy.
call him, Wimby, right? Wimby, what's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, from
It's
San
like
Antonio.
he's
He's San
French
Antonio
or something.
Spurs.
7'4", like he can shoot, he can dribble. He's gonna be like the next type of LeBron, but like
I've actually kind of hyped about. That's the only player that I know from this modern era that I want to go see now,
yeah,
because
I mean,
he's like he's a freak of nature, like 7'4", fucking, you know, can he shoot? But you know, like can dribble, can do all kinds of stuff. So like that would be fun to watch. And he's down the road, like I'm Laredo, San Antonio's like 2 hours away, so I can go watch him. But
yeah, that would be cool to see in person. I actually want to see that in person as well.
dude,
Cause...
I never saw Jordan play, bro. Can you believe that shit? And
Wow.
I was in my, I think he retired 98, like the last time, you know, 2002, right? We came back
Yeah,
with the
I think with
Wizards.
the Wizards or something.
Yeah, and I never got to see him play, bro. I got to see Kobe though,
Yeah, I did
RIP,
too.
man.
I did too. That was
You
cool.
saw Kobe?
Yeah, I
Oh,
saw his last game in Atlanta. Like we took a field trip, and
no
it just
way.
so happened to be his last game in Atlanta. And it was just
Before
that
he
was,
retired?
it was the year he was retiring. I believe this was 2016 or 2017. I was like a junior in high school, and we saw Kobe play, and I was like, oh, okay, that was cool. So I'm gonna always remember something like that.
Bro, I saw him against the Spurs in the playoffs with my
Oh, that's good.
brother. I think it was game seven, dog. It was
Oh,
intense.
wow.
Game six or game seven, I can't remember, but we were there. We just showed up, and my brother's like, bro, we're gonna get tickets and we're gonna get in, and it doesn't matter how much it costs. And my brother Rick, shout out to brother Rick from the Rush Athletics. And yeah, that's his joint. So we were there, bro, and I was just like, I really wanted the Spurs to win, but what's his name? Kobe was just rocking. Bro. I was, because I've always been before this, before like when I knew, because I knew Jordan, right? I knew, like I saw him play and all that stuff. So I always thought Kobe was always trying to like imitate a lot of his stuff. So like
Yeah,
I always
100%.
had that like Kobe,
Yeah.
like just trying to copy Jordan. But
Yeah.
when I saw him playing live, bro, I was just like, man, that guy's super talented. It's like amazing, you know. So actually on my MacBook, I have a like a little sticker of Kobe, you know, next to the
Really?
Apple. Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
because it's 24, it's his number, right? This is 2024. This is the year,
Oh yeah, the Kobe
and
year.
this is the Kobe year. Last year was the Jordan year, when we talked about that,
Yeah,
2345, and so there's a 24. So like, it's a very memorable number that he carried, man, and just like his legacy, bro. Amazing what he left
What he
behind.
left with us was the Mamba mentality. And that's something that like the people that are great at their craft, they always inspire everyone, even people outside their craft because of their mentality. Like leaving the Mamba mentality showing like, man, if you put in all the work that you can and you leave it all on the table, you will become great. And that's gonna last way beyond, you know, his career, obviously. Like he's passed away now, and people are gonna talk about Mamba mentality 100 years down the road because that's something that it's a mindset you can apply to your life in whatever field. It doesn't have to be basketball. And then it can help you excel and reach your goals and reach your dreams. And it's just like that's the type of impact that's really inspiring when people have that.
Dude, I it's amazing. It's just that guy is incredible, because all the hard work he would put in, he was the first one in, he was the last one out. First one into practice, last one after practice. And he was studying tape. He wasn't partying. The other kids, everybody else with millions of dollars, just going out partying and spending tons of dollars and coming back to like, oh, let's go play tomorrow. He's like, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna watch a video. I'm gonna study film. I'm gonna be the best. I'm gonna be the best.
And that
Dedication.
listen, and that's not for everybody, but if you apply that mindset, you're gonna get to where you got to get to. And that's the whole point of that mindset. And that's why I draw inspiration from it. I don't like 100% go mama mentality, but you use some of that and you can definitely accomplish your goals. Like focus, dedication, prioritizing your goals, and you're gonna get
Yeah,
to where you get
discipline, bro. Discipline.
to.
That's my motto for 2024. It's just discipline. I was at a training of, like a month ago, month and a half ago. Actually, it was January. Yeah, month and a half ago, and we were studying like how to keep your goals in check, you know. And the trainer was like, "Yo, like on your phone, use it as a tool instead of as a downfall. So on your phone, to kind of inspire you on a subconscious level." On your homepage, like when you open your phone, write a word that's gonna motivate you to stay on track with your goals. So on my work phone, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna write discipline so that I can stay disciplined with like everything I'm doing. And it's helped, bro. Like, cause how many times do you pick up your phone?
Every second, basically.
Right, like all of us, most of the time we're picking up our phones, and so she told us, like, you pick up your phone about 1,000 times a day or more, and you're constantly looking at it on a subconscious level, or even consciously, or just like you just check the time. And but if you have the word there to remind you, the word is going to motivate you. It could be discipline, it could be anything that you think you want to like maximize. Is or a message, or it can be a saying, like a quote or whatever, right? But that's going to keep you in check. So it's like, do that, because automatically on just by numbers, you're going to see it about 1,000 times a day. Kind of
100%.
like the what you have behind you.
Yeah, I was about to
So
segue and
yeah.
say that. Yeah, like I got this on my wall. Determination, persistence, patience, and then all, this says I am disciplined, I am focused, I am determined, I am humble, I'm respectful, and all these like
That's
positive words.
amazing, bro. That's beautiful right there.
You see it subconsciously, like you said, this is where my desk is at, and it's, right there. See it when I wake up, and I see it when I'm going to sleep, and
Dude,
it's just
that's
your
powerful, bro.
mindset. It's your mindset, 100%.
I love that, bro, because when I started practicing like writing my goals and like actually visualizing them and then actually writing them and then putting them somewhere where I can see them on a daily. I mean, it's not the most aesthetic like yours is beautiful, but
Thank you.
for me it's just like it was just a note, not a notepad, but one of those like pads where you put them on the fridge, and it's like you can write and erase it with a dry eraser.
Yeah, like a dry erase board, yeah.
Dry erase board, right? So I had one of those, and I would just write like, okay, this year we're gonna do this and that, and put it on my fridge. And maybe at the first few days I would really watch it, but it's kind of like the phone. After a while, you don't really see it. You
Yeah.
don't really see your home page, but it's there. And the lady touched on that. It's like, hey, just whenever you have goals, like if you don't have it on your phone, you can put it on your fridge or your desk or your wall. And if you see it, if you don't like consciously, that's fine. But if what the importance here is that it's downloaded into your subconscious, so that way you're
Yeah.
always looking for that opportunity to maximize that decision making to actually get you to your goals. So I was like, man, I've been practicing that for years, like a few years. And it's worked, man. I think I've accomplished a lot of things that I put there, and I'm like, oh, awesome, boom, check
Yeah.
mark. I did that. Like, it
Yeah.
feels good, man. It feels really good.
The subconscious is in control 90% of the time, or 95, something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Like you said, you might not even consciously see that word, or I might not see these words, but I might glance at it and like it's like downloaded, like you said. And now my thoughts are more positive because of that. Now I'm gonna like have more positive actions and then get more positive results. And it's all because of something like that.
Where'd you get that, dude? Did you make it, or you actually got it
Huh.
for like online?
I got both of these, or all four of these, off of Amazon. These three, like the patience, persistence, and determination, with the definitions of them, that came like together. And then this one was just a separate thing that says, it says I am in the middle, with like a bunch of just basically positive words,
I
I
like
thought
it, bro. It's
it was cool.
like you're making your own mantra every day, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah. I
Man.
mean, and that's something, like I said, like where you draw inspiration from other people. I know I went into my cousin's crib one time, and he has like a work room, an office room, and he had something similar to this. It was like grind, hustle, and something else. I'm like, I gotta do something like that on
Shout
my
outs
own.
to the cousin,
Yeah, shout out to my cousin. And
man.
yeah, and it definitely helps, like you said, on a subconscious level. You're already thinking more positive when you see it, and now you're just more geared and more primed to, be productive.
Yeah, and it also changes your vocabulary, you know, like you start
100%.
using a lot of these words that they're just on your subconscious, like they boom, they blurt out, like, oh man, yeah
Yeah.
man, I'm trustworthy, yeah man, I see the greatness in you, you know. Oh man, I see the improvement, you know. Like, oh yeah, I have patience and I have determination, I have
Yeah.
discipline. So it just kind of becomes part of your lingo, and it carries over, man. Like, I always, when I have conversations with people, I listen to what they're saying, and kind of I can know where they're at, like mentally, just because of the words they're using, you know. Like, oh yeah, like I kind of gauge where they're at, and I have empathy for that. But I'm like, every so often I'll give them tips like, hey, instead of using that phrase or this word, try to use this one, you know, and in a positive light, you know, instead of using it as a
100%.
negative. And it takes a while, dude. It took me a while to really get like used to like using the positive affirmations and the positive words, and re say things without saying it in the negative light.
Yeah, I know
It's a
exactly.
you
I
have
know
to like
exactly
change
what
the
you're
whole mindset. It's just crazy.
talking about. I know, like, giving positive reinforcement when someone does something good, ra rather than like, criticizing them or whatever. Because even when you try to give constructive criticism, it's very hard for like most people to take it. Like,
Yeah.
So it's just like you want to like reinforce the things they do positively, and then add on like, oh yeah, also you can maybe change this, you know, and then just, you know, and they're like, oh yeah, you just, you know, you gave me some positive affirmation. Now I can work on this too and be even better, you know. But I know
Yeah,
exactly what
that's
you're talking about.
yeah, like I always tell this story. And so I was at a my grad one of my before I got my bachelor's in business, one of our professors, he was giving us a talk, right? And he's like, all right, after that talk, I'm gonna give you all a chance to talk about what you want to do when you graduate. So he had us all in like in a square, right? Like we're all facing each other, and then everybody's like sitting in their own chair, and then they go start with one side, and then they kind of like, you know, go down the line, and then I was like in the middle, so I was like listening to everybody saying stuff, and everybody's like, ah, hopefully when I graduate, hopefully I get a job doing this, and hopefully I get a job doing that. And so he's okay, next one, and then next one, next one, next one. He gets to me, bro, and like, no, two people before me, he stops him. Hey, guys, stop, 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 stop. What's up with those? Is
Yeah, I was
hopefully
like,
you're gonna do this.
yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, I was about to say the same shit. I was about to say, hopefully when I graduate, I'm gonna go do this and do that. So when it was my turn, I took it out of my word. Like I took it out of my vocabulary. Like I'm like, all right, I'm gonna really watch what I say. And after that, like almost everybody changed that. They didn't say hopefully anymore, you know? And ever since that, it stuck with me, bro. And I didn't even know too much about like just being on the mindset. Like it's just at that moment, it was just like a slap in the face, you know what I mean, from your professor. So from that point on, it's like, okay, let me just start working on reading why, you know, and start learning little by little, like, oh shit, like the words that you say really are powerful, how you say them, how you think them, you know, it just manifests other stuff. So
Yeah, I've
yeah.
heard. I mean, that your professor basically just gave you like the best life lesson someone like could learn, honestly. And he gave it to you. I mean, you paid for it. You paid for that college class.
Yeah.
Because something like that, like I've heard, have you ever heard people say like take try out of your vocabulary?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna try to get better at this. I'm
Yeah.
gonna try to do this. And it's just like, no, bro, just say I will, you
I
know, and
will.
then go do it because you really can go do whatever it is, you know, you can. So when you try, you just end up trying forever. But when you
Yeah.
do, you go and get it done. So
You know,
it's not like that. Being intentional with your vocabulary.
That was one that I really like. Yeah, that one word try. Like I've been working on that one for a while already. Cause like I always tell my friends, like if I say this and I'm like, no, when I try to do this, like no. I'll re like right there. I'll stop myself. Like
Yeah,
no.
exactly.
I'm gonna do this and I will do this. And I catch myself. And before I would just forget, you know, like no, dude. But now I
That's
teach
progress.
others. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
'Cause that's exactly what I do. Like I might slip up and say try two, and then I'll be like, no, we gonna do this. You know what
we're
I'm
gonna
saying?
do this. We're gonna do this.
100%.
Yeah, man, that's what it's all about. And then I think, like you said, some people are ready to hear that, and some people aren't. So you kind of feel right away, like, oh, I can tell this person. But if you tell somebody and they kind of like blow up in your face, like, nah, just let it slide and just let them build on their own, you know, not gonna really push it on them.
Yeah, 100%. They got to be receptive and open. You got to be open-minded to learn anything, really. And you got to be ready to accept the information.
Yeah, no, you're gonna block it. You don't want that, you
Yeah, exactly.
So, dude, it's about 1 minute left before we wrap it up. But you got anything to say, man, before we wrap it up today?
I would say thank you for having me, man. It's always a pleasure to be on here, man. The videos you post on TikTok, man, I love them. They're high frequency videos. Like anyone that's thinking, like, you know what I'm saying, on that way, they'll like your videos. I always like watching them. Like, oh yeah, I mess with that. Yeah, man, I love coming on here, man. You always like give me a great conversation. You give me something to think about. Even that story with the college professor, I'm like, oh yeah, true, man. Watch your vocabulary. Watch what you say. Words have power. That story that you said when you prayed on the job, I seen that in my life. You know, have prayer, have faith. Mindset is everything.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Thank you so much for the kind words, man. I really appreciate having your time for me again. And I'm looking forward to more episodes, bro. Like we collaborate
Yes, sir.
really well, and the frequency is high. And I look forward to future looking at your videos, because you post a lot of cool content. So, and thank you so much for being on, brother.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
you.
man. Appreciate you, man. Have a good one, man. I'll
Yeah,
see you,
you
man.
too. Peace out.
All right. See you, man. Stay safe.
See you next one.